If you aren't the one who is controlling your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions, then you are the one who is being controlled. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some excellent tips on how to manage your mind. Enjoy.
The question isn't, can you handle the situation? The question is, can you handle your mind? Can you manage the thoughts and the emotions that are trying to poison your progress? Forget managing the situation. Manage your mind.
I think our greatest gift as a species is not our body. We're not the fastest. We're not the strongest. Our body hardly distinguishes itself in any way in the animal kingdom. Our greatest sort of gift in the tree of life is our mind. Maybe it is we who are imprisoned, thinking our body matters, when in fact, at the end of the day, it's really all about your thoughts, all about your dreams, all about how we react to our life experience in this world and share it with others.
What you see impacts how you feel, and the way you feel can literally change what you see. What you see is a complex mental construction of your own making, but you experience it passively as a direct representation of the world around you. Hold yourself accountable for every moment, every thought, every detail. See beyond your fears, recognize your assumptions, harness your internal strength, silence your internal critic, correct your misconceptions about luck and about success, accept your strengths and your weaknesses and understand the difference, open your hearts to your bountiful blessings. Your fears, your critics, your heroes, your villains, they are your excuses, rationalizations, shortcuts, justifications, your surrender. They are fictions you perceive as reality. Choose to see through them. Choose to let them go. You are the creator of your reality.
No matter how many people are against you, or the haters who said you can't do it, you can't become it, you can't have it, no matter what your ex-husband said about you, if you take these three soldiers with you, intellect, instinct, and inspiration, you will always achieve your dream.
We're the authors of our stories and can change the way we're telling them. Your life isn't just a list of events. You can edit, interpret, and retell your story even as you're constrained by the facts.
Don't listen to anyone who tries to get you to shut up or change your story. Give voice to the story only you know how to tell. Sometimes telling the story is the thing that saves your life.
I believe that the mind is more like a muscle, as opposed to a supercomputer that's use it or lose it, grows stronger with use. But a lot of people aren't using it as much as they used to.
Right now, you can change your circumstances. You can change your life by changing the definition of yourself, by redefining who you are. You can literally change your life in under 1 second. Every minute of the day, you can change yourself. It takes nothing more than a decision. If there is any part of you or your life that you are not happy with or not pleased with, then it's up to you to change it, because there's no one else out there who wants you to succeed badly enough to push you and help you in the right direction. It's all going to fall on you. It is your responsibility.
Picture in your mind right now your ideal self. What is he or she doing?
What does he or she look like? What is their life like? Really imagine in vivid detail what exactly that looks like. And now you can go to your current state of being, your current self, and ask yourself, what am I not doing that that person has done in order to achieve that level of excellence? Through conditioning ourselves to excellence, by choosing excellence on a daily basis, we then become accustomed to it, and that becomes our new standard of living.
Your life is going to follow your thoughts. If you think thoughts of mediocrity, you're going to go right down that path of mediocrity. If you think that your problems are insurmountable and there's just no hope, then you're going to go down that path of hopelessness. You've got to change your thinking before you can change your life. We have to choose to dwell on the positive, choose to dwell on the good. The negative is always going to be around us. We have to choose to dwell on what's right and not what's wrong. Choose to dwell on what you have, not on what you don't have. You've got to choose to stay in an attitude of faith and victory. Choose to think the right thoughts. There's tremendous power in our thoughts. Our thoughts determine our actions. Our thoughts determine our moods. Our thoughts determine our self-image. Our thoughts determine the words that we speak. Really, our thoughts determine our destiny.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.